There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 30 of the tabernacle, the location of the altar. David Levi wrote, "The golden altar stood next to the veil in the center of the holy place, which separated it from the Holy of Holies, where God manifested his presence. Thus, the closest the priest could come to God in daily worship was when they ministered at the altar of incense." Our text for today is from Exodus chapter 30, verse 6. "And you shall put it in front of the veil that is above the ark of the testimony, in front of the mercy seat that is above the testimony, where I will meet with you." The Hebrew word for tabernacle is mishkan, a word that means to dwell. The tabernacle of the Old Testament was the earthly dwelling place of God. This portable sanctuary that Israel carried with them in the wilderness signified God's desire to meet personally with his people. Because of this profound truth, the tabernacle is full of symbolism and significance. It is deep in insight and implications. The location of the altar of incense is a great example of the spiritual truths found in the scriptural details of the tabernacle. Philip Ryken and R. Kent Hughes share the following insight surrounding the placement of the altar of incense. Where was the altar of incense located? God told Moses, "Put the altar in front of the curtain that is before the Ark of the Testimony, before the atonement cover that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you." That's from verse 6. So the altar of incense went in the middle of the holy place, between the table of showbread and the golden lampstand. It was placed right next to the veil that separated the holy place from the most holy place. In other words, it was placed directly in front of the Ark of the Covenant, God's royal throne on earth. There was a thick curtain that separated the altar of incense from the presence of God, but the altar was oriented in that direction. It was close to the mercy seat, so close that even though it went in the holy place, in Solomon's day, it was called the altar that belonged to the inner sanctuary. That's from 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 22, also Hebrews chapter 9, verses 3 and 4, meaning the Holy of Holies. This means that when the priest stood at the altar of incense, they were standing right in front of God. Therefore, the closest the priest could come to God in their daily worship was when they stood at the altar of incense. Tim Chester compares the location of the altar of incense to Moses standing before God on Mount Sinai. Think about what an altar of incense does. It creates a cloud of smoke, which is to be its exclusive and perpetual purpose. That's between verses 7 and 10. It's a cloud-making machine, and it's placed right in front of the most holy place. So it envelops the most holy place, the place where God meets with the priest in a cloud of incense. Where have we seen this before in Exodus? On the morning of the third day, there was a thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. That's Exodus 19, verses 16 through 20. The altar of incense is replicating the experience of Mount Sinai. The altar of incense creates a cloud of smoke as a picture of the cloud on Mount Sinai. This is the cloud into which God descended and through which Moses ascended to come before God. The tabernacle replicates and perpetuates the experience of Mount Sinai. God says, See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. That's from Exodus 25, verse 40. As Moses met with God on Mount Sinai, priests could meet with God at the altar of incense in the tabernacle. The location and symbolism of this altar of incense pointed to how close God desires to be to those who serve Him. As previously stated, the altar of incense was the closest tabernacle furniture to the Ark of the Covenant. As we will see later in our study, the Ark of the Covenant is where God's presence dwelled in the Old Testament. David Levi provides the following practical application of this truth to our daily lives. The same principle holds true for Christians. The closest we can come to God is through prayer. See James 4, verse 8. There's a significant difference between the way we come to God and the way the Aaronic priest came to Him. Today, there is no veil separating us from the throne of God as there was in the tabernacle. The veil was rent at the crucifixion of the Lord, giving us direct access to the throne of God through the veil of Christ's flesh and by way of His shed blood. Look up Hebrews 10, verses 19 and 20. The golden altar of incense stands before the throne of God. That's in Revelation 8, 3. It's an everlasting testimony to the prayers of believers as they ascend into His presence. Prayer, illustrated by the altar of incense and its position directly across the veil from the Ark of the Covenant, highlights the intimate, ongoing, personal relationship that God desires with every believer. Some questions to consider. What does the symbolism in the altar of incense mean to your relationship with God through prayer? What is significant about the altar of incense being located directly in the center of the veil across from the Ark of Covenant and the mercy seat, which are the Old Testament symbols for where God's presence resides? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the greatest, rate your prayer life with God. Explain your answer. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.